Get an update on the battle against COVID-19 here in St. Clair County. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Dr. Mercantant, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Happy September.
Happy September. Here we are still talking about
COVID-19. Can you believe
COVID-19.
It? How long we've been doing this? Oh, my God.
But you kind of knew that going in, though, didn't you?
Yeah, really. You know, someone at the health department reminded me the other day that we were working on this fast and furious in February, even January. You know, yeah. News started getting to us that, you know, what was happening in China. And yeah, so there was a lot of work up front before we actually got our first case, that's for sure.
But think
and,
about
you know,
what we know about
don't
this.
Tend to just disappear, so.
Yeah, and think about what we know about this virus now that we didn't know back in February, March.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, yeah, we know some more, but there's still so many of the things we do know when we're dealing with an infectious disease are still kind of uncertain. And it's the big things like how long does immunity last? Can you get reinfected? Some of these things that we really still don't know for sure. And that's hard. That's hard as a provider. It's hard as, you know, just the people who are trying to deal with it. So I think this is going to get easier as time goes by only because we are going to know more, but it's not like all of a sudden somebody turns the light on and like, ta-da, you know, This is it. You know, medicine and science is a process and it's a body of evidence that gives us the information we need, not a single study. Like there's no one magic study that's suddenly going to create this knowledge base that's going to help us. It builds over time, and we just really haven't had that much time with this. It seems like an eternity. Seems like an eternity, but it really, on a scale of what we know about other diseases, it's really a very short time.
Certainly, we've talked about the importance of testing here many, many times over these last several months. Big change, though, from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control this past week when they updated their advice to recommend now that fewer people get tested for the virus. Were you surprised when you heard that?
Yes and no. You know, there's a lot of concern about, you know, why they did it, et cetera. But really what they said is somebody who has an exposure does not necessarily need to get tested. Those are the words they use. And what that means to me is exactly what we've been saying all along. You get an exposure, you don't need to run out the next day and get tested. In fact, it's likely to be negative and it's not going to provide you with a whole lot of extra information. And we have to test strategically. Now, that does not mean that people without symptoms should not get tested. It's not what they said in those guidelines, nor is that what we advise. If you feel like you are going to go out into the workforce, you've traveled, you want to make sure that your baseline is good, you can get tested. We know that a lot of people have infection that are not having symptoms. We're seeing it a lot, especially now with the younger people being you know, more of the transmission base. And so you do need to get tested if you don't have symptoms, but you don't have to rush out the day after you find out you were exposed. I would say consult with us. If we've called you and told you to quarantine because you've been, you know, advised that you've been a contact, it doesn't matter. I've said this before on the air. It doesn't matter if you get tested every single day. You're still going to be in quarantine for 14 days. Because the virus can replicate at any time, incubate during any of that time. So the short answer is no, it really didn't surprise me. It hasn't changed really anything that we're doing. It just lets people know that you don't necessarily have to go out and get tested. I think there was a sense that if they, people got tested, it was like the green light to just move ahead.
And
it's really not that simple.
Annette, do you think that as people are social distancing and wearing masks and taking precautions, at least should be doing that, washing hands, all those things that we've been told since March to do, is that going to help with the upcoming flu season to maybe keep the cases of influenza down as well?
It might. I mean, it might. And in the Southern Hemisphere, they had a record low influenza season. Not that they had influenza. it didn't disappear, but a much lower season. And they're not sure whether it's because of of the disease prevention strategies like masking and social distancing, but also that they really had a really robust vaccination season. They really, just like we are, they're very concerned about both influenza and COVID circulating at the same time. And they really pushed the influenza vaccine, had a lot more people take it. And there's some speculation that the higher rates of vaccination also helped reduce the transmission. You know, we always talk about herd immunity, but there is like a sweet spot for immunity, whether it's through vaccination or through natural infection, where the virus really doesn't have as great of an opportunity to jump from person to person because there's a lot of people in between that it can't get a foothold in because of the immunity process. And so with influenza, we know that we need a lot more vaccination status than we have to create that kind of barrier for transmission. Maybe if we could get ourselves up over 50, 60%, we could see a remarkable reduction in that. Yeah. That's not a number. I caution everybody, that's not a scientific number. I'm right. Throwing that out there. I mean, typically in St. Clair County, our overall vaccination rate is less than 20%. It's abysmal, yeah. Okay? Yeah. So if we could do better than that, there's a good chance that we would have a healthier winter season.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is the time of year that you can now start getting your flu shots, right?
We are still waiting for our last shipment, but they're all coming in. I would say you could get a vaccine easily at the pharmacy, at your doctor's office. I think we have most of our preparations in. So, yes, we want people to get vaccinated September and October. We're urging people to get vaccinated before the end of October. That seems to be the safe spot. We've had early flu seasons in the past that started in November. So we want people to get vaccinated by October. But, of course, it's never too late. You can get vaccinated whenever you get around to it. There was some discussion about not getting vaccinated too early, but that's a moot point now because it's not too early. It's September.
I know.
We're in September already, so we don't have to worry about that.
Indeed. Well, and I'd always appreciate your time and the update so much. Thanks for being with
You're
us.
You're welcome, Paul.
We will talk again next week.
Talk to you later.
Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Dr. Annette Birkentott, she's St. Clair County's medical health officer, and talking about, as we have talked with her on a pretty regular basis since March, about COVID-19, as she, Justin Westmiller, and other county officials, local health and safety officials have been standing guard.